Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class. Rich Evans with us. We're going to have news in a flash. I've got a few announcements. Welcome, Rich.
Well, thank you, Vince. How are you doing today?
Well, it's been pretty rough here at the farm, Rich. As I know it's been rough with you, too. The violent weather change that we've had. Going from 60 degrees, 24 hours later, down to 14 degrees. We lost two new calves. We lost a mama cow, and we've got one in the house, one calf in the house. So we might lose three calves, one mama, and I'm angry about it because it doesn't need to happen. It's this spraying that causes the violent climate change. Outside on outside of the farm on Interstate 95, there's 50 miles of gridlock yesterday. It's outside of Virginia. Pile up involving six tractor trailers. Hundreds of cars stuck. Some stuck for over 12 hours. 2,000 calls to the state police for emergency assistance. People just stuck, can't go anywhere in this snowy pile up. And so I wanted to mention that a couple things that you need to know, class, and this is important, life-saving information. So if you're expecting violent climate change, if you're expecting freezing temperatures, if you're expecting snow, sleet, hail, etc., ice, make sure that you have water. Make sure you have water. Okay? You may have a power outage. So when the weather gets really cold, the power lines get overloaded. They snap. The moisture inside the wood of trees causes the trees to break and fall on the power lines. So you can have a power outage. And if you do, your appliances obviously won't work. You won't be able to charge your cell phone, those kinds of things. So, and some people get in their car and think it's normal to go to work. I would just say, I'm not going to work today, you know, if I had one of those kind of jobs. But people get in their cars and they may have all-season tires, which does not mean snow tires. And they get up and they get stuck in the snow, and then everybody behind them can't go forward, right? So the thing to do is to fill up your vehicle before venturing out in the cold or inclement weather. Okay? You need to have blankets, food, water, a spare tire, tire-changing tools, flashlight, etc., in your car where you can get to it, because people were stranded for 12 hours, actually some as many as 19 hours stranded in the car. Now, how long can you idle your car? When the weather is getting bad, make sure your tank is full. Don't let your tank ever get below half, ever. You may have an emergency, you may have to bring somebody to the hospital, and you want to make sure you have enough fuel to get there. So don't let your tank get below half, ever. Actually, we don't like to let ours go below three quarters. Okay, next thing. Don't travel when the weather's not good, because there are crazy drivers out there that people don't know how to drive, and they can crash into you. You can be a great driver and be killed by some moron. Next thing, bank heat. So when you know that the weather's going to be really bad, really cold, and you think that it's possible that the power will go out, you can bank, B-A-N-K, heat. And what that means is you turn your thermostat to 75 degrees, and you warm up the house a little more warm than normal. And then if the power fails, and you're down for 12 hours, you'll still have residual heat in the house because you heated the house up. Is it wasteful if the power doesn't go out? Yes. But you know what? I'm at the point now where I think that you need to care for just your family. Forget the other guys. Just care for your family. Because are they going to care for you? The answer is hardly. So make preparations and plan for your family. Okay, next thing. When the weather gets this cold and the power fails and the heat doesn't work in your house, if you have outside plumbing, plumbing in your outside walls, okay? So let's say you have a water meter. Water comes into your house, and when they built the house, they were in a hurry, and they wanted to do it the cheap way, and they put your plumbing in the walls outside. That's the best place for the pipes to freeze. And if you have metallic plumbing, like galvanized or copper, copper is a great conductor of heat and cold. And so is the iron in galvanized plumbing. So the metallic pipes will freeze faster than a plastic pipe will. But the plastic pipes, if it's PEX, P-E-X, it has brass fittings that are made in China, and they're really flimsy and they're really thin, and they will break. So the thing to do is to run the faucet. Which one? Well, if you have a basement and you look up and you see where the water comes in, and you look and see if it goes in any outside walls. If it does, that is the faucet that you want to drip, drip, drip. You know, one drop every few seconds is plenty. You don't have to waste a lot of water. Now, what if you have one of those grinder pumps? Let's say you have a house in a neighborhood and the last lot is available for sale, but it's lower than all the rest. And you have a basement. And your basement is below the sewer line on the road. Then that means that you have probably a grinder pump, so that when you flush the toilet, there is a pump with a grinder built in that grinds the waste, the toilet paper, etc., and it pushes it uphill to the sewer line. Now, if you have one of those, and the power goes out, and you use your toilet in the normal fashion, and you flush, 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 you're going to have sewage in your basement. So, number one, don't build a house that needs a grinder pump. Don't buy a house. Number two, don't buy a house that needs a grinder pump. And three, make sure that you don't flush the toilet if the power's out, because you're going to flood your basement if that grinder pump exceeds its capacity. And the animals. Do whatever you can to make sure your animals don't freeze to death. And we have. But when Mama Cow puts her calves and hides them in the woods so nobody can find them, nobody can find them. And that's what happens. So if you have dogs and cats and domestic animals, protect them. Give them a place to go so they don't freeze to death. And make sure they have water, because at 32 degrees, water freezes. And the dogs and cats can lick their outside bowl, but if it's ice, they can't get a drink. And they can die. Rich Sheeman?
You must be lying, because Al Gore said with his Inconvenient Truth documentary that we have global warming. So how can it be so cold? I don't understand.
Well, I met Al Gore.
Of course, I'm being sarcastic.
I met Al Gore. Al Gore, I believe, it's my opinion, I met Al Gore, and I believe Al Gore was in the business of selling things that are sensational. Al Gore was in the money business. Al Gore was a U.S. senator. Al Gore was in the business of taking campaign donations, right? What's a synonym for campaign donation? That'd be bribe, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, back to you.
Okay. All right, folks. Again, I don't know how else to do this. I just feel obligated to be in the waking up people phase, so I'm going to start with healthcare again. And people are waking up. I'm running into more and more people every day that who have taken the jab are really, really upset. They see what's happening to their family members, their friends, and even themselves. And so this is what I'm going to do. I'm just going to give as many bullet points as I possibly can. I'm going to start with an article about new confirmed cases of COVID-19 in South Africa. And basically, only 25% of South Africans have been vaccinated. And you have to remember, when you hear the term vaccinated, it doesn't mean they've taken, you know, four or five different shots, including the first two and the boosters. That's how they psychologically psyop you, by naming different shots, like the third one is called the booster. But anyway, this article has a graph, and it shows how the UK is the highest of confirmed COVID-19 cases in Portugal and Greece, and then the US, and South Africa is way at the bottom, and the only country on this graph that's below South Africa is India. And we've given tons of information on India and how they've used ivermectin for their people, and very few people have taken the jab. Next article, I'm going to quote Dr. Robert Malone. I'm sure you've all been introduced to him on so many different broadcasts around the world. Quote, "It is starting to look to me like the largest experiment on human beings is recorded in history has failed." Experiment on human beings in recorded history has failed. I want you to think about that. And if this rather dry report from a senior Indiana life insurance executive holds true, and I'm going to go into a little bit of detail on that a little later here, then Reiner Fulmix, quote, "crimes against humanity," unquote, push for convening new Nuremberg trials starts to look a lot less quixotic and a lot more prophetic. I think quixotic means like visionary. To me, if it's visionary, that means it's kind of planned, right? Anyway, Dr. Robert Malone, he's one of the inventors, the co-inventors of mRNA gene therapy technology. So I want you to think about how qualified he is to make that particular statement. And he dropped tons of bombshells on so many different shows with Joe Rogan and Alex Jones. Basically, I'm just going to quote some of the terms he used. He says the federal government is now lawless and actively violating the Nuremberg Code. And if I had more time, I'd go into more specificity, but I'm going to have to, I have so much information, folks. I just got to do as much as I can with the bullet points that I've gleaned out of these articles and interviews. And CDC Director Walensky, we all know who she is, and boy, there's some damning evidence on the words that come out of her mouth. So the testing at the end of the quarantine is no longer needed because the PCR test can stay positive for up to 12 weeks. How many articles have we given on this broadcast or the independent media in general on the fraudulent nature of the PCR test? The PCR test is basically what created the plandemic and the fear. And the CDC has known about the faulty PCR test from the beginning. Think about that. But they use the test to not just destroy the economy, to unseat President Trump. Never mind the fact that the DNC and Hillary Clinton literally has been caught with treason, with the Russia, Russia, Russia gate. And they've been caught. But anyway, this explains the disappearances of flu cases in the U.S. for the last couple of years. And they finally admitted that the PCR test is BS. We'll be right back after this break, folks. We appreciate you being here.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Every time the White House opens its mouth, it's to change feet. Rich Eben?
Thank you, sir, and thank you for letting me exercise our First Amendment right, Mr. Finelli. Okay, speaking of what the White House or government says, I have another little tidbit of information and more coming on CDC Director Walensky. Basically admitted Wednesday that the agency's latest guidance on COVID was based on what the government perceived people would accept. Here's her quote. This is her quote. It really had a lot to do with what we thought people would be able to tolerate. She admitted this. These people, we need to set up a Nuremberg too, and we need to do it now. This is disgustingly gross. Another article here talks about an anonymous radiologist. And before I talk about some of the data in this article, for those of you we've mentioned all the articles about how doctors and hospitals are getting bonuses for COVID diagnosis, for forcing the injection on people before they leave the hospital, getting bonuses on remdesivir, getting bonuses on someone dies, just putting it down on their death certificate. This, basically what you've done, folks, is you have betrayed the trust of the people. You have corrupted your profession. Do you understand what that means? There's no more trust. So I appreciate people who want to have anonymity, don't get me wrong, but at the same time, we all need to look at, I mean, there's some great doctors out there, like Dr. Robert Malone, like Dr. Cole, like Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Sherry Gary Tenpenny, the Dr. Simone Gold, Karen Kingston. There's some great people out there who stick their neck out for the American people and for truth. I mean, what we're seeing here is this is beyond 1984. This is genocide. This is eugenics. This is murder. Okay, pardon my sidebar here. Anyway, this article about this anonymous radiologist, he's witnessed a 360-fold increase in unexplained adenopathy, and I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly, adenopathy, but basically it's a medical term for swollen glands or swollen lymph nodes. I want you to think about that. When you think of swollen glands and lymph nodes, you think of autoimmune conditions, lymphatic disorders, you think of cancer. Unexplained 360-fold increase. Next, the reason why I mentioned this article, and I'm going to mention just the bullet point here. Dr. Peter McCullough says Pfizer vaccine will cause more deaths than COVID itself. Look, and we've given thousands of these type of articles of that context and delivery message. But the reason why I chose this is I want to read how people are waking up. This is the first two of the replies of joining the discussion, the comment section of this particular article. First one is medicine is captured, bribed, and locked into a diabolical ASH conformity experiment where participants in on the deception induce an unwitting participant to confirm a lie when they know better. This is florid medical malfeasance and malpractice. What we now have is a totalitarian parliamentary medical industrial complex. I want you to think about that. And this next comment is a little lengthy, but basically I want to hit a couple of bullet points here, like using words like paid political opinion, fact check hacks, propaganda. Think about these words that they're using about our medical industry. Okay, Omicron is the large family of the common cold, coronavirus, talking about test parameters, ADE, which is antibody-dependent enhancement. We've discussed that in detail. Autoimmune disorders, pathogens, other pathogens like cancer cells, bacteria, fungi, and parasites. Look, this is a new term, vaccine-induced thrombotic thrombocytopenia. Shoot, that could be a sobriety test. This is all happening right now. We have a...
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
No one is escaping inflation in America. The worst it's been in decades. Everything is more expensive, including food for our tables. Beef is up 20%, pork nearly 17%, and chicken over 9% higher now when compared to a year ago.
I was sitting in my kitchen yesterday. My wife was there with her sister and a good friend, and she was saying, do you realize it's over $5 for a pound of hamburger meat? $5? It's $5 compared to less than $4 before the pandemic.
On Monday, two armed drones approaching U.S. troops in Iraq were shot down without incident. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the drones, but footage of the drones showed debris with writing that said, Soleimani's Revenge. Soleimani was killed in a U.S. airstrike 2 years ago that struck his convoy and ordered by then-President Trump as Soleimani was planning his next terrorist attack. New reports coming out of the Middle East, two more lethal drones were shot down Tuesday morning. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The Biden administration's COVID-19 plans are making the pandemic's effects worse. So says New York Republican Representative Nicole Malliotakis on Newsmax.
And one of the things that I've been saying is that the president should be more focused on ensuring that we have an adequate supply of the monoclonal antibodies, and also push the FDA to approve those treatments that have been sitting there waiting for approval. So I think that this president has done an awful job, and you see it in the numbers. More people have died this year under President Biden than we saw under President Trump, and he had the vaccine, the benefit of having the vaccine this year, and we still saw those numbers skyrocket. Absolutely. So I also believe, though, that we have to return to normalcy, and the only way we're going to do that is if we focus on those treatments and therapeutics, making sure the hospitals are equipped to treat people that are sick. And also, we can talk about mandates, too, if you want to, but that's going to be a big thing that's coming up January 7th in the Supreme Court, and many of us in Congress, over 180 of us, have signed an amicus brief in support of the lawsuit against these mandates, because we know here in New York that the mandates have hurt us tremendously. Our ability to recover, we have the twice as number of the unemployment than you see nationwide.
Right.
We have very slow recovery, and it's because a lot of these mandates that are forcing people to not return to work.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
I just heard the guy with the big chair during the news say that hamburger is $5 a pound now. It was $4 before the what he called the pandemic. It's not true, Joe. My numbers say it was $3 before the pandemic, or less. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. Okay, folks, next article, and I'm paraphrasing, I'm quoting, I'm basically reducing a lot of information to bullet points. But the Canadian COVID Care Alliance, and I discussed this last week, basically it consists of over 500 independent Canadian doctors, scientists, and healthcare practitioners. They released an in-depth analysis of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine and basically said it does a lot more harm than good to people. And we all, you know, everybody that's awake knows this. And, you know, they did things. I'm going to mention a few specifics here. And it would take the whole broadcast for me to go over this article, but I don't have the time. Basically, they used professional wordsmithing and propaganda to change definitions and fake people out with terms like relative risk reduction and absolute risk reduction. So you just got to see how they do that to fake people out. And, you know, they basically unblinded Pfizer's randomized control study. You've heard me talk about control groups. That's basically what a control group is the placebo, the people who haven't taken the so-called death shot, the bioweapon. Those are the control group. It's just like when you fiddle with the control group or the people who take the placebos, you can basically create whatever outcome you want. Increased risk of illness was reported, increased risk of death. Pfizer did not follow established protocols. And I want you to think about this, folks. This is a company that has not just liability immunity, but they don't want to release any of the data of the clinical trials, or very little of it, unless a judge orders them to do a few pages at a time, for 75 years. Misleading demographics in this, in their data, wrong ages, tested on healthy, given to sick people, inadequate control groups, did not track biomarkers, wrong clinical endpoints. You can't make this stuff up, people. Subjective testing, missing data. Missing data. Loss to follow-up and suspect. Follow-up and suspected but unconfirmed. Failure to test, 12 to 15 trial, all risk, no benefit. Failure to report serious adverse events in the 12 to 15-year-old trial. 5 to 11-year-olds risking their health, myocarditis. No informed consent. 6-month data manipulation. Think about what I'm saying here, people. This is all on this report. I mean, I can go on and on. Rising incidence of heart issues in young people. High incidences of death, especially in athletes. Video of athletes falling down and collapsing. They're making billions of dollars with no accountability, people. The CDC redefines vaccine. Look, this is all on here. All right, I have to move on. I have so much, please. Please look at that Canadian report if you have time. There's a great video on it. There's a great one video I saw. It was 38 minutes long and really discusses all this thing in great detail and specificity and a lot more than what I just had time to say just now. Autopsy analysis. 93% of post-vaccination deaths are caused by the jabs. Killer lymphocytes attack organs like the heart and lungs. Look, we've given all these studies on how the heart is being attacked. On all organs being attacked. We've given studies on 96% of the COVID, the Omicron variant from Germany are fully vaxxed. Same thing with pretty much every study around the world. I mean, we've confirmed relationships with Pfizer and the CPP, or CCP, pardon me, just like IBM and Bayer did with the Nazis. You can't make this stuff up, folks. I mean, China's research institutes are using biotechnologies to support armies and to destroy the will of free citizens through brain control weaponry. I'm going to discuss a little bit of that down the road, too, here. They're literally using China, and U.S. sellouts are attacking people through paralyzing and controlling them with 5G, electromagnetic radiation, frequencies. It's eliminating the people's will to resist. This is why they've been constantly lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. They want to increase subservience. They want to decrease value. This is all pretty scary stuff here. All right, I got to move on. I love to go into tangents, but I just don't have the time. Here's another new independent study on excess deaths. It's very disturbing. I'm giving you bullet points here. It was estimated that these deaths were between 146 to 187,000 vaccine-associated deaths just between February and August of 2021. Think about this. They validated the fact that it's the VAERS data, Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System, has been unreported by a factor of 20, unless you want to listen to the Harvard study, which says it only reports 1% of deaths, which means that could be as high as 2 million. But they're basically, they've made a very strong claim with their data that the risk of COVID vaccine and boosters outweigh the benefits in children, young adults, and older adults. That's basically everybody, folks. Okay? So just to put it in perspective, this 150,000 people that have been killed by these vaccines in this small time period, just to put it in perspective, the Vietnam War, the combat soldiers that were killed, this has already exceeded more than three times the combat soldiers killed in the Vietnam War. Just to put it in perspective. And there was someone dug up a video from the CDC Walensky, since we've given so many, and it's hard because this stuff gets purged, but there's a video, I've seen it, from March 30th of 2021. I'm going to quote Walensky, the CDC director. Our data from the CDC today suggests that vaccinated people do not carry the virus and don't get sick. These people should be tried. We need a Nuremberg 2. These people should be arrested. This is disgusting what's happening to America and to the world. Another article, I'm sure most of you have read about this because this has been on pretty much every independent radio broadcast in the nation over the past 24 to 48 hours. CEO of an Indiana life insurance company basically says he's sounding the alarm over an increase of deaths of 40%. Among Americans aged 18 to 64, it's not just the fact that the five Democrat states killed all these tens, if not 100,000 people. It's not the fact that all these deaths of these because of the jab to children. No, it's everybody. Everybody. Think about this. And this was just in the third quarter. We're seeing it continue into the fourth quarter, and his death rates are up over 40% over what they were pre-pandemic, he said. That's a quote. I'd love to talk about this more, but this is real. Look, this is real stuff, 40% increase. Insurance companies, that's how they stay in business, folks. 18 to 64. Think about this. It's not just young and old. And I also read an article that China, and this is a question mark. I haven't vetted this yet. I know there's a lot of people who listen to this broadcast. But China, remember how they show in videos of how they're spraying the streets with disinfectant and all this stuff? There's some information that might not be disinfectant. It could be releasing a bioweapon against its own people. And there's beta tests everywhere. A lot of things happen outside the country before they come here. Now, it could even be an Ebola component in there because people are ordered to stay inside. They're starving. They're bleeding from the mouth and the eyes, says reports. Remember, experts, official authorities, and credentials mean nothing. Nothing. I don't care if you're a doctor. I don't care if you're a government worker. It means nothing. Look at all these doctors that have literally come out and said they don't, basically, they really don't care. All they care about is their livelihood, their status, and their paycheck. We have to do the job for them. Okay? That's just the way it goes. Look, there's a litmus test to so-called conservative radio, as far as I'm concerned. There's three discussions that need to take place every time, or at least once a week, and that is climate change, because that's the only way we're going to inform the people, folks. Like we mentioned Al Gore today. He has this documentary called Inconvenient Truth. Everything he said is BS. You know, the glaciers were going to end. I live really close. I live as a crow flies 30-something miles from Glacier National Park. Okay? We had signs up there for a long time saying, oh, by the year 2000, all the glaciers will be dried up. They'll be gone because of global warming. Well, they had to take the signs off. Look at all the hundreds of examples that they've given over the decades of the two big, the powers that be, selling this narrative. Oh, the East Coast and the West Coast will be underwater. And what are these wealthy people doing? They're buying properties and big mansions right on the coastline. The second thing that needs to be discussed is election fraud. If these three, I've given my, just little old me 2,000 pieces, and I got a little bit coming up later here too. If these three discussions are not brought out to the American people, then they're bought and paid for. Okay? They're bought and paid for. They take big pharma money for their own commercials. It's speaking of the bioweapon, that's the third thing. Climate change, election fraud, and the bioweapon. If they don't mention early treatment like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine on that radio station, if they don't mention vitamin D, zinc, exercise, things like that, they're phony. Pfizer knew of large amount of these deaths from the vaccines, says Dr. Peter McCullough. 200-plus people in Congress got caught taking an ivermectin. Aaron Rodgers says the NFL teams were given hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to their players because the powers that be don't want high-profile people dying on the field like what's happening around the world. We'll be right back.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, the email, if you'd like to contact us, the one that works the best is usapreparesatoutlook.com. USAPREPARES. At Outlook.com, USA Prepares at Outlook.com, USA Prepares at Outlook.com. That comes right to me. Rich, back to you.
Thank you, Vince. You know, I was talking about how Aaron Rodgers basically said on television, okay, on the independent media, that teams were given HCQ and ivermectin to their players because the powers that be don't want to see high-profile athletes dying on the field like they have been around the world. Okay, and keep in mind, 200-plus people in Congress got caught taking ivermectin. So there's so many. You got to look at all the saline solution that's been delivered to people. You got to look at celebrities like Mariah Carey with a close-up on the injection, basically showed how the needle went up into the injection device. It was totally fake and phony. You got to look at all the fake vaccine card businesses. I'm reading they are booming through the roof. So you got to remember, a lot of the powers that be need to use psyops, need to use mind control to make you think that it's really this deadly disease, even though the most, never mind the gain of function by Fauci, but the fact that when this virus first came out, supposedly, as we know, viruses get less virulent over time. They lose their strength. Well, keep in mind, this was a 99.7% survival rate. And we've talked about mind control. Like, here's an article right here. Fauci strongly warns against hugging and kissing on New Year's Eve, especially with the unvaccinated. This is what they're trying to do with mind control. We've heard from, I think it was Dr. Malone, he mentioned mass formation psychosis to brainwash the population. This has been going wild all over the internet. Basically, we've been talking about all this fear, hypnosis, mind control, turning people from thinkers into followers. And this is admitted by the Pentagon for population control. Okay? Divide and conquer. Keep each other away from each other. Attack each other. Put everybody in groups. Lowering the bars of standards and expectations for a job. Look, all this stuff we have discussed in great detail. They're just coming up with names for it. And maybe there probably was a name for this because there's so many names for all these psyops out there. But this is a real thing. You know, Fauci admits mandates are just a mechanism to get more people vaccinated. He actually admitted this on the air. Fauci goes, finally admits kids are not being hospitalized from COVID. Remember I've talked about this before? I think I even touched on it a little last week. With COVID is what they're being hospitalized. See, they use Hegelian dialectic. They use professional wordsmithing. They use subliminal messaging. This is how they fake everybody out with the mind control. This is how they gain plausible deniability, folks. Next, Anthony Fauci directly funds research by the Chinese military scientists. Look, when I give articles like this, I don't know if we're so passive, so stupid, or our tolerance for treason and sedition is now off the page. Seriously. Next, Fauci's retirement. You ready for this, folks? For all those of you who can't afford to buy meat, who are literally starving, who can't afford their medicine, who can't afford their rent or their mortgage or their retirement, just so you know, Fauci's retirement is going to exceed $350,000 per year, the largest in U.S. federal government worker history. Look it up if you think I'm lying. I don't want you to believe a word we say, people. I want you to read. I want you to verify. I want you to vet everything. You got to research. You got to study. That's what America needs right now. And you have to speak up. Next. Okay, I'm looking at the time here. I got to start shortcutting, folks. I love going into more detail. I just don't have the time. More hospital nurses blow whistle on overwhelming number of heart attacks, blood clots occurring in the fully vaccinated. Look, we've talked about all this stuff. Heart attacks, blood clots, lung embolisms, brain aneurysms, ADE, antibody-dependent enhancement, immune systems falling down to the cellar. What? Cancer going up as much as 20 times. This is what happens when you take something that destroys your immune system. We've given, look, everything we give, and this is the time for my disclaimer. These are all published articles in the public domain by physicians, researchers, and scientists. Rich does not make this stuff up. We'll be back after the heartbreak at the top of the hour. Appreciate you being here, everybody.
Yeah, Class, I have a favor to ask of you. You know, I've lost some friends to the genocide, I believe. If you know of anyone who is in radio who has died from COVID, would you send me an email? USAPreparers@outlook.com. USAPreparers@outlook.com. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.